In focus today, the British elections. Public opinion surveys say Prime Minister Tony Blair will easily win a third term in Thursday's parliamentary elections. Yet the same polls show that Mr. Blair is relatively unpopular due to public discontent over British participation in the war in Iraq. The UA's Robert D'Aguilar focuses on this paradox in politics.
According to a London Sunday Times newspaper poll published this week, most British voters believe that Prime Minister Tony Blair lied about the threat of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify British participation in the Iraq War 2 years ago. No such weapons were ever found. Mr. Blair says his government never fabricated evidence or exaggerated the threat from Iraq to win support for the war. He also insists that sending troops to Iraq was the right thing to do.
I know that there is a disagreement over Iraq. That disagreement we will never resolve. But I also know that it's right to look to the future now. We have a democratic government in Iraq. That country's building a different type of future for itself, and we should stick with it. And help them do it.
But Michael Howard, the leader of the main opposition Conservative Party, hopes voters' doubts about Mr. Blair translate into a change of government in Thursday's general election.
When you have a situation in which, on the one thing on which Mr. Blair has taken a stand in the last 8 years, on going to war, and he couldn't even tell the truth about that. So yes, of course, character is an issue with this election. Trust is an issue with this election, and so it should be.
However, recent public opinion polls show Mr. Blair's centre-left Labour Party holding a 3-8 percentage point lead over the Conservatives and an even larger advantage over the centrist Liberal Democrats. Analysts say this will likely translate into a large parliamentary majority for Mr. Blair, who has been in office since 1997 and is now seeking an unprecedented third term for Labour. Political scientist Vincent Bogdanore of Oxford University says Labour is leading in the polls in part because the Iraq War, which most Britons opposed, is not a major issue in the campaign.
The Iraq issue is not playing on the doorsteps in Britain at all. It's an issue of great concern to what you might call political obsessives, to the media, perhaps people like myself who comment on these matters. But to the average voter, it's something that happened in the past, it's gone and done with. And it's not for them a crucial issue.
Most political analysts say Conservative Party attacks on Mr. Blair's trustworthiness are not credible because Mr. Howard himself supported the British decision to take part in the Iraq War 2 years ago. Vincent Bogdanore of Oxford University says Labour is also in a strong position on economic issues. He notes that Labour under Mr. Blair comes across as a moderate party, dedicated to generous and competent public service programs. At the same time, Professor Bogdanore says Labour has managed Britain's economy well enough over the past 8 years to emerge in the public eye as the party with a reputation for economic competence, a distinction that used to belong to the Conservatives.
People are frightened that if the Conservatives get back, they will endanger the economy and that they will cut public expenditure, which will damage the health service, and so the improvements that people have noticed will be undermined.
Human rights groups say the domestic issues that dominate the campaign are leaving very little room for discussion of civil liberties and of Britain's anti-terrorism legislation passed by Parliament in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States. Neil Durkin works for London-based human rights group Amnesty International.
Political conversation is really centred and locked into debates about health, education, the economy. Immigration and asylum, another human rights issue to some degree, is also figuring. But I'm afraid to say, anti-terrorism legislation, civil liberties is not. It's up to, I think, human rights organizations like Amnesty to get it back on the agenda after the election.
As Thursday's elections near, analysts fully expect voters to return Mr. Blair to office for a third term. If that happens, many analysts say Mr. Blair may decide that 10 years in power is enough and resign after 2 or 3 years to make way for a successor, most likely his finance minister, Gordon Brown. For Focus, I'm Robert D'Aguilar.